You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, a few months ago here on RNIB Connect Radio, we attended the intern day at Thomas Pocklington Trust office in Queen Square in London, where we talked about the internship programme and spoke to some of the interns who at the time were only just starting their internships. And I thought, well, we'll catch up with them a few months later to see how things have been going. Joining me back again is Karis. Karis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me back here again.
So to remind, for those who may not have been listening, or to remind us, you know, what is your internship and what kind of things do you do day to day?
I'm an audience and insights intern with Channel 4. So that means on a day-to-day basis, I'm looking at different projects to do with the data within Channel 4, looking at that, reviewing that, spotting trends, and then writing reports on that. And as well as that, you've just got the day-to-day admin of replying to emails, Teams meetings, and learning as I go, because it's completely new to me, the world of data.
Now, obviously, when we spoke, you were just kind of starting out. How has the last 3 months been for you as part of your internship at Channel 4 and in general with the internship?
It's been brilliant, and I've learned a lot about myself and a lot of new skills that I think are going to stand me in good stead in my future. And I can potentially, you know, leave here now knowing that in the future I can give a lot to employers, and those skills have been thanks to this internship. I've had the opportunity to be part of some really exciting projects at work, and I've got a really exciting project coming up as well within Thomas Pocklington Trust as well. So yeah, that's really exciting.
Now, one thing that when I did my own internship is I've learned a lot of things that, you know, I didn't expect to learn going into it. You know, has there been something like that for you, something that you've learned that you didn't expect to learn, or you didn't think you would?
We have the training sessions with Redway HR we have a few sessions of that, and one of those sessions was about teaming up. And that was a really unexpectedly informative session for me. I mean, they're all very informative, but this in particular was amazing because I would consider myself someone who, you know, is a team player and I enjoy working in a team, but I never quite know where to start. I never quite know how to do it effectively. And I always have concerns surrounding that. And so that session really gave me the skills to take forward into future teamwork. And I just thought that was brilliant. So.
And would you say that's the session that kind of stood out for you as part of your training, or have there been other sessions that you thought actually they were really helpful?
I think they've all been really helpful. Again, surprisingly, not that I expected it to not be helpful, but a lot of the things that I was learning I'd never heard of before, the concepts. So we've done things like goal setting and time management. And I think it's something that's sadly not taught in schools, really. Obviously, it's employability etiquette, really. And I think it's great that we have that opportunity. But that teaming up session in particular was very interesting for me.
Now, what has been the biggest challenge for you during this internship, and kind of how have you gone around to tackling it?
I'm quite new to technology, really. I had quite a few gaps within my university life where I didn't receive any tech training. And so I felt like I was almost walking in fog when I first started. And that's probably been the biggest challenge, and working my way around accessibility barriers, because even with really solid companies and applications like Microsoft, there is still little inaccessibilities that crop up when you're doing it day to day that you notice more. And things like the sort of work I'm doing, there's a lot of creating visualizations and making sure that everything is visually acceptable, and that's been something, as someone who is registered totally blind, I found very challenging. But it's great to have those challenges because I'm learning how to advocate for myself, how to explain my accessibility needs, and my manager at work is so supportive of that. So
now let's look ahead, though. So you're 3 months in, you know, you've still got a couple of months to go. But, you know, how has your experience shaped what you want to do next once your internship finishes?
I think it's shown me how resilient I am, actually. And it sounds, I always feel quite uncomfortable when I describe myself in a positive light because I don't want to sound, arrogant. And I think it's something I'm working on more, actually. But this has showed me that I'm very adaptable, and really and shown me what skills I thrive in and what things maybe I'm not as well suited to. And so it gives me a good idea of, going into an interview, I can really come with a lot of confidence, knowing exactly what I can bring to a role.
Now, 3 months into your internship, looking at your experience so far and what's to come, if other people were looking at applying for this sort of internship when they become available, what would you say to them based on your own experience so far?
I think you should absolutely go ahead and do it. I was very fortunate to come straight out of university and go straight into this internship, and I think it's the best thing I could have ever done. For me especially, it meant that I actually relocated and moved away from home. I now live independently, and if it hadn't been for the internship opportunity, I wouldn't have been able to do that as soon as I have. I'd say go for it. Even if you are not successful, it gives you the opportunity to see how you feel in a job interview, see how you're managing job applications in a really supportive and non-judgmental environment. Because although I was very nervous when I went for my interview, everyone, they were so supportive and made me feel very at ease. So it's just worth going for it. And if you are successful, I can assure you that you'll really enjoy it and really gain a lot from it.
Well, it's great to hear that your internship's going so well, and you clearly sound passionate about it, and we wish you the best of luck for the rest of your internship and well, definitely what sounds like a very bright future ahead. Karis, many thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.